7-328-2323.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. More than 7,700 people in Champaign County have now taken advantage of early voting opportunities. The early voting period ended last night, but County Clerk Mark Sheldon says people can still come to the clerk's office today, tomorrow morning, or Monday to vote absentee, though you'll have to give a reason why you can't vote on Election Day. Sheldon says his office closed yesterday afternoon with a line more than an hour deep still waiting to vote early. He says they were all handled. He says extra poll workers will be out in all of the county's precincts on Tuesday in anticipation of record or near-record turnout. Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss is getting some heat from an alderman for indicating in a TV interview that he supports Senator Barack Obama's presidential candidacy. Earlier this year, the department reprimanded a detective who appeared in a paid TV advertisement for Alderman Tom Allen in his failed race for Cook County State's Attorney. Allen contended that Weiss was playing games when he reprimanded the detective. Weiss was being interviewed about the security that will surround Obama's election night rally in Grant Park when he called Obama our senator, adding he's hopefully going to be our next president. After Weiss was notified that he may have violated a police rule with that statement, he notified the Independent Police Review Authority, which handles complaints of police misconduct. Illinois State Board of Education Superintendent Christopher Cook says the statewide test scores that came out today show room for improvement, especially in preparing Illinois students for college. Nearly a third of the schools tested in Illinois failed to meet the goals set out in the No Child Left Behind Act, and the requirements to meet the expectations of the test keep rising. Superintendent Christopher Cook says there's been progress at the elementary level in data over the last 6 years, but the numbers are flat at the high school level.
Colleges are telling us a lot of the students coming from high school require remedial work. So we're involving higher ed content area teachers for math, for reading, for science, and community college content area teachers with our K-12 teachers to review those standards and look at the rigor so that we're on the same page in terms of expectations.
Cook says he remains optimistic as dozens of schools made it off of an academic monitoring list for improved scores. A group of University of Illinois students wants to keep the Chief Illiniwek tradition alive. They've announced the beginning of a possible new series of Chief Illiniwek events. AM 580's Michael Kaliska has more.
Students for Chief Illiniwek presents The Next Dance.
Roberto Martel is Students for Chief Illiniwek president, made his announcement in front of the U of I's alma mater statue. In 2 weeks, November 15th, the chief will be resurrected to dance again at Assembly Hall.
The chief is never, has never been, and never will be gone.
Martel says freshmen and sophomores at the U of I have missed out on the chief tradition.
And we wanted to just give them an opportunity to learn about this most honorable of college traditions that was taken away from the students. So we wanted to give it back to them.
One Champaign resident who called himself Bill came to protest against the chief's next dance.
We've got it removed from being the official image of the University of Illinois, but yet some people insist on continuing to play Indian. And it's just a continuation of the cultural genocide.
Although the chief's next dance will take place at Assembly Hall, U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler says this is not a university-sponsored event.
The university values free speech. And student organizations are allowed to hold events, and that's the way it is.
I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.
The U of I retired Chief Illiniwek last year. The NCAA suspended the university's right to host tournaments before that because it considered the chief an example of hostile and abusive Native American imagery. The co-founder of a pioneering support group for breastfeeding mothers has died. Gabriel Spitzer has that story.
La Leche League International took shape around a table in a Franklin Park home. Betty Wagner Spandakow was one of seven mothers there in 1956, at a time when breastfeeding was out of fashion. What began as an informal support group has grown into an international organization with chapters in every state and 68 countries. Another of the women at that table was Marion Thompson, now of Evanston. She says Spandakow guided La Leche League through huge growth.
Here was a woman who had no training in running a big organization. She was a bank teller. And she was equal to the task.
Thompson says she and Spandakow were gratified to see their beliefs about breastfeeding borne out by science. Spandakow battled a stroke and Alzheimer's toward the end of her life. She died in West Suburban Glen Ellen at the age of 84. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 1230. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL Weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 9:35. AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us this morning again. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
And trick or treating will be pretty uneventful this year as far as the weather goes. You don't have to bundle up your kids with the costumes over under the big coats. You don't have to duck rain or snow showers or anything like that. It's going to be kind of nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good for showing off the costumes, and this will be a year that the weather's a treat. No tricks. So that's the good news. And right now we have a beautiful day in store across Illinois and Indiana. Just a few clouds, mainly around the St. Louis area. A few high and mid-level clouds pushing into central Illinois. Jacksonville and Pittsfield are reporting mostly sunny instead of sunny. And that's off a little disturbed area of weather in Missouri that's not heading our way.
Mm-hmm. But you did mention a little bit of rain coming in this weekend. That